And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Emily Boynton. She's the Senior Development Officer for Mosaic Community Health. What do you guys do?
Mosaic Community Health is a nonprofit health system throughout Central Oregon. We have 16 clinics throughout Central Oregon, and we provide not just medical services, but also behavioral health services, dental, pharmacy, social services. We have a lot of amazing community health workers that connect our patients with the partnerships we have in the community, helping any patient, no matter their need or their ability to pay.
And who do you find you're mostly serving? I know this is kind of a setup question because we talked about it off the air a little bit.
Well, we are here for everyone. So no matter your insurance status, you can come to Mosaic, but we do hold space for and make sure that we see Medicaid patients for all of our services. And that's those patients that are, or those people who are on the Oregon Health Plan. And we see over 50% of our patients, and that would be 15,000 of our patients out of the 30,000 patients are on Medicaid. And then the rest of our patients, a lot of them are uninsured or on Medicare as well.
Is there a certain area that you actually serve?
Yeah, we're in the Tri-County, so we're in Jefferson County, Crook County, and in Deschutes County. Our most recent location is in Sisters at a school-based health center. So we have a lot of variety of clinics throughout the Tri-Counties.
Now, let's talk about this luncheon. I mean, you guys need to raise some money. This is a big job that you guys have.
Yeah, 30,000 patients throughout the Tri-County area.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time and effort. We have over 400 employees throughout the area who live in the communities that they serve as well. It's important for us to make sure that we tailor our services to those communities. It takes a lot of time and effort and, of course, money to bring high-quality care for anyone.
The fundraiser luncheon, that is on May 7th. What day of the week is that?
That's a Wednesday. We have a beautiful, delicious meal at 11:30. We'll start gathering the guests, and you'll be back to the office by 1 p.m.
And where's it at?
It's at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Central Oregon.
Anybody can go to this thing?
Yes. You can just sign up online at mosaicch.org, and right there on the banner homepage, there's a link to RSVP for this particular luncheon. It's a great awareness opportunity so that people in our community know a little bit more about the services that we provide. It may help them personally or help their neighbors, the services that we provide. But in particular, we're going to be highlighting our street medicine pilot program. So you may have seen our huge mobile clinic going up and down 97. It's about 45 feet long clinic outfitted completely for medical services and any services that are needed on the road. But we realized we need to reach people even more so in our unhoused communities, on the streets of Bend or Redmond or Madras, and also in the forests. So we're starting a street medicine program where our providers, our doctors, our community health workers go out on their feet with a backpack in hand and hopefully a truck as well or something to that effect, so that they can get out to the community and help people with their medical needs and really see every human that lives within our Tri-County area and help them wherever we can.
Hey, that'd make a good TV show.
Yes. Yeah. Right? It's definitely been fascinating for me. I got to go out with the film crew. The film that we're showing at the luncheon is featuring the work of this street medicine program. And I got to go out with the film crew a couple of times. And it was really eye-opening experience to see patients in Juniper Ridge, to see people living on the streets of Bend and other places they all come from different walks of life.
Sure.
Every patient is different and they have their reasons for being in the situation that they are. And we're there to see them as they are and help them on their journey.
Right. Well, that luncheon, I mean, besides the fact you're going to have great food.
Yeah.
Just to see that movie would be wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I got the first cut yesterday and started crying when I was watching it.
Really?
So it's definitely emotional, tear-jerker, but it's going to be beautiful. And we just want this experience to be heartwarming for anyone who comes to the luncheon.
Do you buy your tickets in advance?
It's actually a free luncheon, so anyone can RSVP to come. We just, there is an ask. So it is a fundraising luncheon, and you can come and enjoy your meal, and then whatever your move to give, we would accept your help.
Okay, so a free event, but bring your checkbook. Yeah, that's just exactly. My advice. That's coming from me, not you. I'm just saying. Come on.
Yeah.
And boy, I hope it's very successful. More information at the website, I would assume.
Yes, definitely. You can go to mosaicch.org and you can RSVP and find out more about our luncheon.
Emily, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, give me the website one more time.
It was mosaicch.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.